You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 24th, 2025, the second day of the Burnaby Campus Central Heating Plant going under scheduled maintenance, as the Bennett Library is closed for the third day. Welcome to episode 33 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the Northwest League, report on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Plastic City's self-titled album with August's theme. That was August's theme from Plastic City's self-titled album. Next up is Pigeon Pit's Crazy Arms. Just loading up the song here. The tune is Run Your Pockets.
Bye. black curls when the sun sinks in quiet resignation to our futures. I've been so used to coming out with nothing. Fuck it, roll the dice, open up that can of sardines, darling. I've been hungry. Crack jokes and pour another round. Just break heads and how it goes down. Show them out of the truck stop. We'll find another ride. You ride and tear the fences down. We'll fall apart inside. What you holding? Run your pockets. Listen to that screaming in the middle of the night. Take out an
I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. Multiple events occurred on August 18th. First, the Red Leafs men's basketball announced the hiring of two assistant coaches, Tyus Jefferson and Kaden Hruska, both of whom have background with University of Alberta, based in Edmonton, much like the new head coach, Barnaby Cradock. Tyus Jefferson, who hails from Utah, was a star guard for University of Alberta. Leading the Golden Bears to three straight youth sports national championship tournament appearances. In 2021, Jefferson became the only player in Canada West history to win the player, Defensive Player of the Year, and first-team All-Star honors in the same season. After his collegiate career, Ty Jefferson played professionally in Greece, Kosovo, where he led his team to promotion, named as the 2024 Finals MVP, and Russia, where he was named to the first-team import. By Eurobasket in 2025. Ty Jefferson has also coached the Salt Lake Rebels AAA program, where he assisted players in reaching NCAA Division I. Kaden Hruska joins the SFU Red Leafs after spending the last two seasons with University of Alberta as part of Barnaby Cradock's staff and Master of Coaching program. Hruska also had a critical role in scouting, recruiting, and player development for the Golden Bears, along with the Junior Bears. Furthermore, Kaden Hruska coached Alberta basketball for 15U, 17U, and recently worked with the Edmonton Stingers in the Canadian Elite Basketball League. Before his time in Edmonton, Hruska coached in Calgary, Ambrose University, the Calgary Basketball Academy, and earned a Bachelor of Kinesiology in University of Calgary, Leadership in Pedagogy and Coaching. Later on August 18th, Allison McNeil, who led SFU women's basketball to unprecedented heights between 1988 and 2001, leading SFU to a 363-79 record in 13 seasons, during which SFU qualified for the NAIA championship in McNeil's second season at the age 29, the first of 11 qualifications. Uh, just a minute, please, was inducted into the Canadian Basketball Hall of Fame. Just a minute. Just a minute, please. Yep. After her tenure at SFU, Allison McNeil went on to lead the Canadian National Women's Basketball in 2002, and Canada qualified for the 2012 London Olympics. Once again, Allison McNeil who put the SFU women's basketball on the map between her tenure in 1988 and 2001 was inducted into the Canadian Basketball Hall of Fame. And the biggest news on August 18th was the appointment of Breanne Watson as the Director of Athletics and Business Operations for SFU Athletics, as the official website expanded on Watson's accomplishments and experience on August 21st. Breanne Watson started her SFU journey in 2017 as the Athletics Associate Director, serving as the Principal Administrator for University's 16 varsity programs, collaborating with multiple departments to host over 100 events, leading to a 169% increase in varsity ticket sales, and earning praise for hosting multiple postseason events, the last of which was the 2023 GNAC Softball Championships. Under Watson's leadership, Red Leafs athletes earned 311 All-American selections, 58 NCAA team championship appearances, 10 individual championship wins, negotiated multi-million apparel contracts with Nike, Tim Linson, and secured a $50,000 U.S. NCAA Division II Enhancement Program, one of just 20 grants among 300 universities. During her athletic career, Breanne Watson was a three-year starter for the University of Washington Huskies, an NCAA Division I team, during which she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree, followed by a four-year pro career in Europe. In 2024, Watson completed her Master of Education degree in leadership at SFU, as her thesis was nominated for the prestigious Margaret Hoppe. Margaret Hoppe Master's Award, and is one of 10 people selected in the 2025 NCAA Division II Athletics Directors Association Women and Minorities Program, currently running for 1 year starting this summer, as Breanne Watson is paired with an NCAA Division II director serving as her mentor. On August 22nd, the SFU Women's Soccer opened their exhibition play against UBC Okanagan at Kelowna's Nonis Field. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 58-44 by Kara Scott, but the Heat tied the game at 64-08 on a Maria Gorgakos tally, and the final score was 1-1. On August 23rd, the SFU men's soccer hosted Whatcom Community College at Terry Fox Field, where the Red Leafs blanked the Orcas 3-0, also in exhibition action. There is one game today, as the SFU women's soccer visit Gonzaga in Spokane, Washington. The kickoff is at 1 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 19th. Just loading up the scores here. Sorry, I'm just loading up the scores here for August 19th so that I get them correct. The host Eugene Emeralds grounded the Hillsboro Hobbs 7-2 at PK Park as Eugene put up a 6-1 barrage in the bottom of 8th. The Vancouver Canadiens exercised the visitors' Tri-City Dust Devils, highlighted by Vancouver's three-run rally in the bottom of 4th, followed by two more runs in the 6th in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. And the Spokane Indians bested the host Everett Aqua Sox in a 10-7 barn burner, a back-and-forth affair. Spokane initially jumped to a 3-0 lead in the top of 3rd on Max Belus' three-run jack off Ryan Hawks, followed by one more run in the 4th for a 4-0 lead. However, Everett scored two runs in the bottom half, which the Indians responded with a run in the 5th, and the Echo Sox scored two runs in the 6th. After Spokane scored one run in the top of 7th, followed by another run in the 8th to make it 7-4. On Blake Wright's solo shot off Shaden Peebyhouse, Everett stormed for three runs in the bottom half for a 7-0 tie, highlighted by two solo home runs, first by Felin Celestin, followed by Luis Subel, both off Cade Danton. But the Indians had a three-run rally of their own in the 9th on the Aqua Sox, which led to the final score of 10-7 at Everett's Funko Field. On August 20th, Hillsboro thumped Eugene 17-1 as the Hobbs scored three runs in each of the top of 2nd, 4th, and highlighted by an 8-run assault in the 9th on the Emeralds, where Hillsboro whacked two 2-run home runs against Eugene, Modelfi Marte, Junior Franco, both off Ben Peterson. Vancouver bested Tri-City 7-4 in another back-and-forth affair, as the Dust Devils jumped to a 4-1 lead in the top of 7th on Adrian Plasencia's 3-run jack off Irv Carter, but the Canadiens scored two runs in the bottom half to make it 4-3, followed by a 4-run rally in the 8th, capped off by Hayden Gilliland's 3-run launch off Angelo Smith. And Everett trampled Spokane 11-2 in the 3rd game, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 3 runs in each of the bottom of 5th, 6th, and Brandon Elke, but I could definitely be wrong. It says Braden Elke on my script. Just a minute, please. And Brandon Elke's 2-run home runs against the Indians, the first off Alberto Pacheco in the 7th, and the second off Alan Perdomo in the 8th. On August 21st, Spokane jumped to a 2-0 lead in the top of first against Everett. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I just... But the Echo Sox scored a run in the bottom of second. Tied a game with another run in the sixth and walked off the Indians in the 10th on Anthony D'Onofrio's single off Luke Taggart. That play to Josh Caron. Just a minute here. I'm going to go back to the scoring page. Yeah, sorry for the name issue. Just a minute, please. Sorry. Yeah, the CJSF computer is pretty slow, so this is always a problem I have to deal with. But I want to get the scores right. On August 21st, Spokane... Okay. Now back on August 21st, Eugene thumped Hillsboro 9-2, highlighted by the Emeralds' three-run rally in the bottom of first against the Hawks, started by Jonah Cox's solo shot, capped off by Parks Haber, both off... Just a minute. Both off Wilkin Parades. Just a minute, please. Okay. Eugene thumped Hillsboro 9-2, highlighted by the Emeralds' three-run rally in the bottom of first against the Hawks, started by Jonah Cox's solo shot, and capped off by Parks Haber's two-run jack, both off Wilkin Parades, followed by another four runs in the fourth. Where Jack Payton hit a three-run launch off Daniel Nunes. In the third game, Vancouver went up 2-1 on Tri-City on Nick Goodwin's two-run jack off Austin Gordon in the bottom of second, but the Dust Devils scored two runs in the eighth to upend the Canadiens 3-2. On August 22nd, Vancouver blanked Tri-City 4-0, capped off by Sean Key's solo shot off Fran Ostrow III in the bottom of eighth. Eugene obliterated Hillsboro 12-2, highlighted by the Emeralds' four-run rally in the bottom of second, part of nine runs in the first four innings against the Hawks, capped off by two solo home runs, Quinn McDaniel in the third, Charlie Zicconi in the fourth, both off Rocco Reed, and Spokane thumped Everett 10-2, highlighted by the Indians' 10-run assault in the top of second, capped off by Cole Messina's 2-run jack off Aqua Sox Jacob Denner. On August 23rd, Hillsboro tripled up Eugene 6-2, highlighted by the Hawks' 3-run rally in the top of fourth, followed by two more runs in the eighth against the Emeralds. Spokane shaded Everett 4-3, highlighted by the Indians' 4-run rally. Highlighted by the Indians' 3-run rally in the top of fourth on Tevin Tucker's 3-run jack off Ryan Sloan in the top of fourth. which was necessary to fend off Aqua Sox two solo shots in the seventh. Charlie Pagliarini and Luis Suibel, both off Josh Gross. And Tri-City jumped to a 4-0 lead in Vancouver in the top of third on Cole Fontenelle's two-run launch off Jackson Wentworth, but the Canadians plugged away with a run in the bottom half. A two-run jack off Alexis Hernandez in the fourth off Ryan Costiu, and ultimately walked off the Dust Devils 5-4 in the ninth, as Sean Keyes hit the game-winning two-run jack off Keith O'Kee. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Vancouver. Hillsborough renews in Eugene, both at 1:05, and Spokane resumes in Everett at 4:05. All times are Pacific.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 38-15. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 30-23 and have won two in a row. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are third at 26-27 and have dropped two in a row. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are fourth at 25-28 and have won two in a row. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fifth at 21-32. And the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first half division winner, are last at 19-34 and have dropped two in a row.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 33 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Fears Save Our Souls. Here is 8 on Thin Ice.